This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shut up! It's called following the team.
That's
it's
not
what
following
we do.
The team.
I follow on IG.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. But first, we got to, I guess Evan's got some sound, and we've got to clear something up.
Uh-oh.
People are saying I made a bet that I don't believe I made.
It's from the boss.
Okay. It's from the boss.
Like, of course he wants to win, Steph, but he wants to win it all. He's still playing at a high level, and that's why Mike Dunleavy told us to our face the other day, enjoy it.
What did happen there?
What was that?
That's not a bet.
Evan!
That was from the boss. What? That's a hairball.
Shout out Dave Lemon, but come on, man.
That was a gremlin.
That's a hairball in any other league. And that it's okay. We all get them. You get caught up. Shout out Usher. And, you know, sometimes you...
Willard, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Willard, Stoddy won't tell you. I came in this morning, closed the door. We had a closed door meeting.
Ooh.
Because you guys were entertaining both sides of the street in regard to Butler Shotgate. Nothing to see here. If you see you need to shoot more, do it. And I closed that door and I said, hey, look. And I pointed at him. What you did yesterday in the crossover can never happen again. We did a 4 hour, 3 hours and 45 minute show, and we are two peas in the pod in regard to Butler Shotgate. Willard comes in here, he gets us started, and then points to you, go, yeah, I agree with you, Willard. And I let him know that didn't sit well with me all night, Dibs. And the most, I was hurt.
The most troubling aspect is that you actually thought I was on the same page with you yesterday.
Stop it.
After 3 hours.
The streets did.
I was with Willard.
No, but
I don't need him to shoot 18 times if he doesn't want to.
You got him in your back pocket. That's all I'm saying.
I have all of you in my back pocket.
Please.
He's terrified of me. Now, we had a caller yesterday say that he thought it was very refreshing for me and Steiny to be on the same page about something.
There you go. That's
very refreshing.
Oh, boy.
Steiny had a cookie yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, I remember the show you guys did. We were gone.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
I think that was the only day that you and I worked and nobody else worked. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Another day off.
What was that? Yeah.
It was just a Thursday.
It was just a day.
Hey. Oh, boy. What you guys got?
Show.
Dibs, you were phenomenal today helping us out. Dave Winfield.
And you know what? I learned my lesson, and I apologized. Steiny, I want to apologize to you for listening to your show, because what I normally do, my routine is I drop off my 2.5-year-old at daycare.
God love mine.
And I run an errand, and I get home, and at 10 o'clock, I open up the laptop, and I put on the YouTube feed, because I don't get the radio reception in my house. I don't have a radio in the house, and so I go, you know what? I'm going to jump on the tube, and I'm going to catch the opening 12 minutes, and I'm going to interact with our P1s.
No doubt!
Many of whom are there from 6A to 6P, and I love them all. I'm not going to name check any of them, because they all know that I'm a huge fan, but yeah. I get in the YouTube chat, and about 10:09, my guy comes at me like, uh-oh. Dan Dibley, what are you doing?
I'm surprised.
What are you doing?
I was just a little surprised.
I'm there every day, Steiny.
Well, I don't usually check the text.
Right, so when you check it and you see me, either thank me, Ariana Grande, thank you next, or leave it alone. What you did today is you turned me off, and so you know what I did? I turned you off.
Hmm.
So whatever you guys did between 10:09 and now, I'm sure it was a good show, which is kind of a lie because I texted Guru about Dave Winfield when you were so wildly out of bounds with your Danny Ainge and you know all the rest of it. Dave Winfield was drafted by four different leagues.
Man.
Four. Not three. Four.
Show me the hockey scholarship.
Hello?
Show me the Montreal Canadiens draft.
It was the ABA, coach.
No, that doesn't count.
ABA.
That's the same sport.
And I said four different leagues.
No, you said four different. You said three different sports.
Leagues, dibs. I'm
yeah,
with dibs.
Three sports leagues. And four leagues. You're wrong, Steinmetz. No, and you're out of line.
There's no chance I'm wrong.
You're actually 100% wrong.
Don't make it
actually
not
for backup.
And, I'm not looking at anybody.
No, you absolutely are looking for him for backup.
No.
And this is not only check, but it's checkmate.
You, I don't think so.
I'm Garry Kasparov, and you're Bobby Fisher.
I'm Spassky. I'm Boris Spassky.
Mothballs. Yeah.
Spassky.
Shout out 80-year-old references.
That's right.
He hosts the morning show.
Yeah.
That's a four.
Thank you.
All right.
Willer, thanks for helping me with bluegills.
Yeah, can we talk about everybody's favorite fish again?
That was great.
I don't belly laugh often while I'm driving somewhere. But listen, I don't even claim to be a fisherman, but my son is. And so I listen to whatever he says about this stuff. And he likes to tell me all about it when we're out there at the lake or whatever. So on the way here, when Steiny says to you, what's your favorite fish? And you said bluegill. Is it bluegill? I said, yeah, it's a salmon. And I'm like, it's not a salmon. And then wherever you looked, the YouTube chat or whatever, it's my favorite guru line of the week. The chat got me. They're on me because I said it's a salmon.
Oh,
it's a bass.
Yeah, thank you for that.
It's none of those things.
Yeah,
a bluegill.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a bluegill?
Yeah, we used it on fish form.
You did?
Yeah.
I realize it's like one of the easiest things to catch in the entire world.
And they're small.
They come to you.
Yeah.
You show up with a marshmallow, a piece of salami. Doesn't matter what the hell you put in the water.
Bluegill.
About the size of the palm of your hand. And you know what kind of fish it is? It's a bluegill. It's just a bluegill.
Wow.
It's not in anything. So I can listen to the two of you talk fishing all
day. So it's bait, mostly?
It's not bait. They're just small little fish.
Like smelt?
I don't know what a smelt is.
It's really small. It's like a little bigger than a minnow.
No, they're bigger than that. It's like I said, it's about the size of the palm of your hand.
All right.
Yeah. And they'll gather all near your line right next to the shore. And they'll eat anything. Anything.
Wow.
You catch a bluegill when you're not catching anything else.
Willard,
that's
my childhood, man.
A bluegill is like comfort food at midnight. It's the tub of ice cream when you're depressed and nothing's going right.
And they are only a bluegill.
You've spent 8 hours on the lake and you've caught nothing. You stick whatever you want in the water and get yourself a bluegill so that you tell yourself everything's going to be okay.
Wow.
That's what a bluegill is.
Yeah, I would have thought I didn't know a bluegill was a fish in and of itself. So
it's its own entity, Steiny, just like you.
All right.
It's its own thing.
How about those Warriors?
How about them? How about Brandon Pajamski? Does anybody want to talk about him?
Man, we did the whole show.
What do we have here? How would you guys define this? What do we got?
We've got a player emerging. That's what we have.
Okay.
And I'll put no limits on him right now.
Did you guys play with the number that blew my mind today? Blew my mind. Okay, remember he got hurt in Brooklyn? He played 1 minute.
Okay.
And he missed a couple games. And then he's come back, and everyone's doing the, since March 18th. All when he started.
Okay.
That's 11 games. And he's averaging 18.5 points a game and all that. Do you know, did you know that he has more three-pointers made than anyone in the whole NBA?
That I did not know.
During that run.
Because he's at 51% just his last 10.
He leads the NBA in three-pointers in the last 11 games.
So
ahead of Luka.
Dude.
Ahead of Steph. Ahead of Trae Young. Brandon Pajemski is the answer to that question.
It's pretty wild.
Is it sustainable?
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Now that I told Stan, he's on the chalkboard now. But Stein was like, well, he's a starter. He's always going to be. But no, you know, they know now that he's a player.
That's a good question. The can he keep it up? Like, he's not going to be a 52% shooter, but you don't need him to be that. But he's already, I think he's up to like 37 now for the whole year, which means if you take out the early part of the year, he is a 40% shooter. I don't know how sustainable it is.
But they need it.
They certainly like it, but I don't know how good a shooter he is.
His next playoff game will be his first.
Right. And I think, as we talked about Jimmy Butler yesterday, because Pods, I'm giving him his credit, it coincides with Jimmy here, and I got to be like, that's been obviously a positive effect. And Kerr, we played the sound, two high IQ guys. I'm like, man, he's making the most of it, man.
It's more than just Jimmy. I think part of it is him getting comfortable with where he is in his career, because I'm looking right now at his first 19 games this year. No Jimmy, obviously. They went 11-8. He shot 20.6% from three.
Oh, man.
He was 14 of 68 in the early going. He was patently bad.
People calling in, mad at him.
Right. Yeah, mad at him. And then you look at the last 11 games and, you know, 52%. So is he a player that is 21% from three or 52% from three? He's probably somewhere in between. And Steiny, you mentioned it, 37 or so for the year. Now, if he shoots 52% in the playoffs from three, well, now you got action. No doubt. You can legitimately look at it and go, man, well, that guy's going to go, what, 5 of 9 from three and probably get you 20 and Jimmy gets you 17 and Steph gets you 30. Now, all of a sudden, you're a dangerous team. I don't think that it's fair to look at what he's done over the last 11 and think, yeah, that's the bar.
Right.
I mean, this has been bananas. Like Mark said, he's leading the association in threes
he's
made for the last month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we thought it was all cute, but cute in a good way. Oh, he's taking the Chargers. He's putting his body on the line. He's running a team that has the likes of Draymond Green, Steph Curry. He did that year one. And now he's starting to give you some offensive firepower. Like, this is real. His footwork second to none, I believe. And we asked him point blank range, who was your comp? He said Ginobili was his dude coming up. And I'm just telling you, Willard, I don't want to go too far. I get Jordan Poole vibes of watching another guard be able to score the ball and it not be hoggish. Just almost like, you know, we needed that. And he does it in the flow, like his hair, of the offense.
What does this do for everybody on the Warriors and their development process?
We talked about
What does that do for everybody?
Check.
Scott, right? We all get a lot of that. I get that comment out and about a lot, right? The Warriors don't develop young players. What does this guy do for that conversation?
Man.
I mean, I actually look at all four guys.
Yeah, you did.
I think Moody's taking a step this year. Like, I don't think it's that long of a period, 4 years, when a guy comes into the league. And I think Moody's got to where he's gotten a little quicker because he had a little more of a foundation than Kuminga. But Pods is doing it after a year and a half or 2 years. And let's see what happens with Post. But I've always thought that it's been unfair to criticize the amount of playing time the young guys get when they found themselves on a team that was considered a championship team with three or four bona fide Hall of Famers. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. The other thing about Pods is I really think, like, if you were to ask me what's happened with him, I think he came into the year thinking that he was just going to take the next step and that he heard the talk about we want him shooting 6 or 7 threes, and he just maybe got caught up in it a little bit, and the year started and he realized, man, this isn't going to be as easy as I thought. You just don't take that next step. Then he got hurt. Then he came back and Butler was here, and now he's been this player now for, what do you think, 6 or 8 weeks? I know the last 11 have been
phenomenal. Yeah, he was good because he was good before the injury, too.
Man.
He was a lot better than he was. I mean, it's a lot, right? Think about his offseason. So, first of all, you got no playoff experience, so you're also, like, he's coming up at this transitional sort of thing and time with the Warriors where people can't really figure out, are we moving on to the future? Does Steph still have something left? What are we supposed to do? How are we acquiring a player? Is there someone to acquire? And then the owner calls you a future All-Star at Summer League.
You're untouchable in trades, right, allegedly.
You make the all-rookie team. And so where does that – and then Klay Thompson leaves. And so where does that put your head at the start of the year? And weave in some injuries, one of which put a mask on your face. I don't even know what that's like. You know what I mean? So sophomore slumps are – that's a thing because it's a thing. That's a real thing. So I get maybe what he was dealing with at the beginning of the year, and a lot of people jump ship right away. And this is great. This is great. It's great for him to work his way through this. Yeah. And then I do think a lucky break comes in there as well, too. Like he and Jimmy Butler just –
Man,
they make music, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, they make music together.
Somebody's saying that a bluegill is a perch.
That might be true. Like I said, I'm not the fisherman. Okay. I just know it's not a, like, I don't know if there's a family that's not a salmon and it's not a bass. It's a bluegill.
Fair enough.
And yeah, maybe a perch, sure. Not going to argue.
How you feeling about the Spurs coming in tonight?
I feel good. I mean, the spread is 16 and a half.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
What is it up to?
That's what I saw earlier. I mean, you get into this portion of the season, and I do look at last night, and Mark and I talked about it yesterday. Not only should you beat Phoenix, but you want to beat them in that fashion, which is a Netflix and chill kind of a night where Jimmy Butler didn't even play 20 minutes, and you had all your starters not even really need to play that much. And so you got up at the half, you got up 20 or 22, whatever the number was. And so you were able to put that thing into second gear, put it into neutral, and give everybody a nice rest. And I do think that tonight should be a similar kind of experience where you go hard for 24 minutes and you should be up 67 to 44 and then you can just shut it down again. So I feel good about this one. I don't know about the 16 and a half. That is a big number, but the Warriors right now, it's gone up.
17.
Yeah, fine. It might climb from there. But
yeah, it was 15 and a half 2 hours ago.
Right, 17. I saw it about an hour and a half ago and it was at 16 and a half. And so you look at this time, Steiny, as you remember in the association and all your years covering the Warriors on the flip side, Brian Winters, Dave Cowens, etc., where it's like, you know, you're bad. The Warriors never really tanked. They were just bad. And there are teams that tank, and there are teams that are just bad.
Oh, man.
And I do think that San Antonio is more in the former. I do think that they're kind of tanking. I don't know about the relative health of their young stars, but they're definitely trying to, like, sag for flag, as are many teams now.
They tried last night.
They gave
the Clippers a little, hey, how you doing? They losing by five or something?
111-106. Well, 105.
Whatever it was, yeah. Like, they played a game. Yeah. Harrison Barnes had a really good night. But I don't know if they'll do it again. I mean, this is that week where all of these teams that are trying, they're almost always going to win.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I totally agree.
The Milwaukee thing last night.
Down 24. I wrote that off.
That's different. Milwaukee's playing for something.
Well,
but they were down 24.
Yeah,
they didn't call the dogs.
They also just went on a crazy 6-minute 34-3 run.
Dude, look at the fourth quarter storm, man.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4-3 run when down by 25.
That man.
But what we're talking
Minnesota
about.
Minnesota should be ashamed of themselves.
But that one hurt.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is when the Memphis Grizzlies play Charlotte. Charlotte has no chance at winning that game.
Like last night's Warriors game.
Yep. Exactly.
That thing was over 3 minutes into the game.
Exactly.
Phoenix basketball for the next 5 years. Well, that was awful.
But I also want to know who's sitting, who's playing. Yeah.
I don't like Friday. I'm more nervous of Friday at Portland for their season to do nothing more than make that Sunday. And they got some athletes, but I'm just saying, I don't know why I don't get that vibe tonight from the Spurs. And maybe because they played last night.
Right, but I do think that the Spurs, and you look at who they actually have.
Seven, 17 and a half. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's gone up.
It's going to go up every sentence.
Okay.
And they probably are going to cover.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I don't know, because if you look at San Antonio and who they're actually playing, like, your guy, Stephon Castle, is a real NBA player.
Love him.
He's a good player.
That's the rookie of the
Harrison
year.
Barnes is a guy who is going to continue to play.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, in year 20, is going to be a guy who goes out there, especially in a Warrior revenge
spot.
Bismack Biyombo, Lo Neal's favorite name to say back in the Jolo and Dibs days. He would just throw out a Bismack Biyombo, and I'd laugh, and Joe Fortenbaugh would shake his head, but that was kind of the Bismack Biyombo memory. But Devin Vassell's a good player, so the Spurs aren't terrible per se. So
they were last time these two teams played.
Fox played last night, right?
No, Fox is down for the year.
He's down for the year.
He's been out for a minute. Yeah.
You know who did play, right? Sandro Mamukelashvili.
The guy who scored the most points in the fewest minutes in NBA history.
Is that him?
Yeah. He scored 34 in like 19 minutes about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
That's a great nugget. Right? That's Willard, a nuggy nug right there.
Willard, you gotta be.
I mean, and Julian Champagne will play.
There it is.
David Duke Jr.
They're all playing.
No relation?
Oh,
to
God.
The
I would have changed
former supremacist, right?
My name, if that
Donald Duke, like, quack quack,
whatever,
something.
Hey, let me tell you what's
anyhow.
I know it's not Friday. What's bugging me is this Mike Malone slander and all these videos of him ripping his team after said games during the year.
Okay,
and it's insinuating that's why he got fired. And I'm like, come on,
we're gonna
man.
Get the answer today. Okay, Ramona is on the show today.
Oh, that's
nice,
and she's flying to Sacramento. No doubt to go find out what the hell's going on with the Denver Nuggets, because that's where they are tonight.
Would you put $1 on them, or do you think, I asked Donnie, are
to
they
do what?
Win a playoff game?
Yeah, they'll win a game.
I should have said series.
They'll win a game.
Series. Do you think they quit? They're the fourth seed still. Which almost, Mike Malone should get a medal.
I look, they still have Nikola Jokic, so... Sure.
Hey, Mark, still, for now, what if he's so upset he wants out?
We'll find out.
What time,
no
Ramona?
Answers, 4:15.
All right.
I have no answers to what's going on there, but I'm with you that I do not feel like they have any chance to come out of the West. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
And I also do think, and I've totally done a full 180, or as the kids would say, a full 360.
Yes, nice.
Denver is now the team that I do want to play. They were the team that I didn't want to play, but based on how broken they seem, and I know that Jokic, and we talked about it yesterday, like, Nikola Jokic is still a good player, even though they lost their GM and their head coach. It doesn't make him any less of a player, but something about that construct and the losing streak and all the rest of it, it does feel like there's something... There's something rotten in Denmark, Steiny.
And if Murray plays tonight, I don't know. He could. That'll just signal to me. Nobody, like, maybe you're holding out on old coach.
No, he's listed as doubtful.
Okay.
He's listed. He's not going to play. He's not going to play in Sacramento tonight. But you know where I've arrived? I don't give a rip who they play.
Steiny says it's going to be tough either way.
I don't. Yes. But also, I believe that they can handle any series, potentially. I do not give a rip who the Warriors play. It doesn't matter anyway. They're not in a position to manipulate it. They're just not.
Not it's yet. Not, they might be.
Maybe.
But no box after many loss, I believe. So I think that fear has gone out, unless you slip up these next two games.
Sure.
We put five teams into the hat, including Memphis, and ranked them 1 through 5. I still have Denver 5th, meaning the team, I were the Warriors, they're still the least team I want to play. I'd rather play Memphis. I'd rather play all the other teams. And the reason is because it's like, if they do, you know, if Murray plays in the postseason, I know they have a new coach, but like, they have a track record still against the Warriors. And, you know, if they get any kind of bump from this coach, or if Mike Malone was a little bit of an issue, I'm not saying they can't beat him. I'm just saying they're still a team that scares me because of their front line.
I'd also argue that if the Warriors played them and they beat them, that's the series that you would come out of the most exhausted.
I wonder. What about Houston? Houston's a team.
I don't like
that's
them
a good
now.
One too,
Sunday did something
But
to
what
me.
Draymond has to do against Jokic, That's potentially true. Leaves Boxing. Him
yeah, 15
in
round.
A little
yeah.
bit of a vulnerable position.
And altitude, man.
Yeah, especially if it goes 6 or 7 yeah. games.
No
yeah.
doubt. But, and just real quick, Steiny, before you guys go, I wonder if you think the Warriors would have a better chance of beating OKC in the conference finals or in the conference semifinals. If they had to beat OKC, which one would be more advantageous for the Warriors?
Oh, semi. You ask him, but semifinals.
I'm asking you both, yeah.
Wear and tear.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question.
Thank
because
you. For me, it's the finals because then you get into the pucker factor versus the experience of the Warriors. And I mean, Jimmy's been through it twice and the Warriors have been through it 6 times, like through the conference finals that many times.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know because
teams.
Okay.
Get back to me tomorrow.
I was actually surprised you took that long of a pause at 212.
Well, 213?
Yeah. This is great.
My God.
Can we stump you again? What kind of a fish is a bluegill?
Apparently, it's not a perch.
Oh, yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I'm not getting into that, yeah. but. Right?
All right.
What kind
of. You guys ready to go today?
What's your favorite kind of bass?
Sea bass.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I know, but mahi
first
mahi
round pick
is
in the Raiders.
Favorite.
I was with you on that.
Yeah, I love mahi.
Mahi is delicious.
A mahi mahi burger?
A little. Oof. Have you ever done parm crusted mahi mahi?
No.
You should.
You know,
you should do that.
About 12 years ago, though, mahi mahi was
story.
Overfished and it was off the market for about 2 years. Apparently, it's back, though.
But you made it through that time.
I did.
How long ago was that?
About 12 years.
Sure.
A little longer than I've been at 95.7, the game.
It's well played.